T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, anytime you get a couple of baseball guys together in the middle of February with pitchers and catchers reporting, you're going to get a little baseball. Let's start off with you're there in the trenches each and every day. How much is the needle moving on Wichita State baseball, if it's moving at all at this point?
Not yet, just because of what else is going on. Now you've all of a sudden got 3 really interesting basketball teams, plus high school sports entering, you know, sub-states and championships and all these other things happening. But I will say this. It was a very good feeling when you go to a Mike Pelfrey introduction press conference and Gene Stevenson's there to show support. It feels this year like Todd Butler will have the full backing, I think, of everything that's been Wichita State baseball, which is good, which I know is something that is meaningful to him and he's always, you know, strived for in his time here. But I think the vibe is pretty good, and just in hearing him talk, he's so excited about the recruiting that they've done and the players that they've brought in. And for us, you know, how much time do you have in the day? It's sort of hard to follow that kind of thing until you see it on the field. So I hope that's the case. I think there's not anybody that doesn't want the program to succeed now, and that includes, it appears, Gene Stevenson, and that's meaningful, and that's big, and that
it is.
That felt impactful on that day to have the people that were in that room, and I hope that the buzz continues. Although we found out last night, I guess, Bruce, you can't bring your beer to the stadium anymore, so that's...
I heard that, yeah. Do we have reasoning?
Liquor licensing.
That?
It's fine. It's a legal thing, and you can still drink beer at the ballpark. You just buy it there instead of bring it in, and it's the real beer.
Right.
So, whatever. It's a good talker. It's an interesting thing because that's always been such a big part of it. But Bruce, wouldn't you rather fill a stadium and have people drinking beer inside than straggling in, you know, with a cooler occasionally? You know, like let's just get the product good. We'll worry about that other stuff later. I went to a recreational Shocker basketball game the other day, Bruce, for the first time, took my wife. You know, usually we just go and work.
Oh, my gosh,
that's
fun.
We had a beer. It was awesome. You have a beer at a game.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's fine. It'll be okay. It's just that caught our attention last night when we saw it. And we saw it a little later. You know, it was just sort of one of those things that's kind of happened and changed because of liquor licensing, we're told. But
well, fan experience is still very important. It's key. It's one of the things that is generating momentum for the downtown ballpark. Mm-hmm. And I think it's probably more important than ever. What are you doing to reach out to fans to make their experience such that you'll want to make them come back?
And I think that the difference between downtown minor league baseball and Wichita State baseball, I do think people care more about winning at Wichita State baseball than they do beer.
Yes.
And that's probably the opposite with the team downtown. And that's okay, by the way. I don't fault anybody because I fall in that category. Like, I want to go to the minor league stadium down there and have fun. And winning would be fine, but it is what it is in minor league baseball. Wichita State baseball, I don't care about anything else except winning and getting back to that, you know, promised land area.
Yeah, absolutely. How is the progress on the downtown project at this point?
They broke ground, was that yesterday or the day before?
Right.
And I think good. All the timetables are still in place. They're still ready to play baseball, they say, in 2020. So
it's a good-looking stadium. They've done a nice job on the design. I'm really, really excited about it.
That whole thing, if they do Delano right and get it all right around it, which, of course, would be the ultimate goal, if and this is what I tell people, look, if you're introducing a new pocket of businesses and cool things happening in your city, that's why everybody's getting in on these stadiums. Like, that's why progressive cities are doing this thing. It's not because, oh, there are these visions of 10,000 fans a night at the baseball game. That's not going to happen in minor league baseball. But if you've got now an area of town, much like Old Town, where you've now busted that up, like, what if it's, I don't know, 3,000 people a night, and those people are all going to the businesses down there? It's gonna, it's going to do big things.
Significant.
It's not, I don't know that it's not the impact of something like Intrust Bank Arena, but it can be something like that and in a different way for more nights a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. The more people you have congregating downtown, the better a community is. That's just my way of thinking. You know, you have money being spent.
If you want people coming into your city, if you want people moving into and staying in your city, which is the goal for a city, right? More people, more money.
Right.
Then you got to make them want to stay. And that's something, you know, that if you offer them fun things to do, they'll be more apt to stay.
Yeah. It's a quality of life situation. Spring training has begun. The game's two biggest free agents are without jobs at this point. Over 80-some free agents fall as the dominoes fall in front of them, and nobody's falling at all yet. Have the owners finally just wised up? Are they colluding? The ever-changing face of baseball deals, finances, payments is probably the big story of the spring so far, even more than player movement and things going on in spring training.
I don't think it's collusion. I think it's getting the value for Bruce. Give me one massive contract that's ever paid off for the team,
right?
For the length of the contract, one. Just give me one. They don't. I don't know what the answer is, but it's not signing Bryce Harper to a $350-400 million deal. That's not going to pay off for the team that pulls the trigger on that deal. As far as he'll be that kind of player for the entirety, it never happens. It never will. Not in baseball. So you really have to consider everything if you're these teams making this kind of deal. Like, if it puts you over the top to win a World Series, yeah, it's probably worth it. They know the money. We don't know the money like they know the money. Like, what are you going to make? What can he potentially earn your franchise? I don't know. Does he sell out games? Because, I mean, where's the return on investment there? But it's not. I would never do it if I was, you know, if I'm a general man. I would never do those kind of deals because they never pan out.
Mm.
They hamstring teams. Like, who's the one? Like, who is it? It's not even Clayton Kershaw now. And he seemed like the most sure thing, I think, of all of them that we've seen in recent years. A-Rod was fat in the middle of his prime when it was at 250, and it didn't work out.
No, and you can make the argument that his might have been, at least teams got some return. The Rangers got some return. I mean, he had some good years for the Rangers. The Yankees got some return.
Yeah, but they were terrible.
Right, but you don't look at Alex Rodriguez and that deal over the course of 10 years and say, oh, that was a really good deal for the teams that he got, that he dealt with. It wasn't a great deal.
The problem is, You have to ensure, like, if you're the who's an example of where that deal makes some sense financially, it's got to be like the Nationals, probably. It's got to be a team that's close enough that he does make that kind of a difference that can put you in the postseason and keep people coming. Let's say the White Sox are the team that the White Sox aren't going to all of a sudden make the playoffs because they signed Manny Machado or Bryce Harper. It's that baseball, one guy doesn't do that. Mike Trout is one of the greatest players we've ever seen. And the Angels aren't having this crazy postseason success. That's just not how baseball works. So it has to be a part of something, right?
Right.
It has to be a piece of a puzzle. And can he headline it? And should he be the high? Yeah, that's all fine. But when you're talking about wins on the field, like, what's the real value there? It's hard. And I'm not surprised. When guys are asking for what these guys are asking for and will inevitably get, then I'm not surprised. It screws some of the other guys. Here's the problem with it, is while everybody waits on Bryce Harper, that means everybody else doesn't get anything because teams don't know what they can spend yet. They're making their play on Harper. Well, if they don't get Harper, now they can go start signing some of these other guys. So it's everybody's sort of hamstrung by it. And I don't know if there's an answer to it. But I don't think it's on ownership. I think it's, you know, on the market. The market dictates this stuff. Owners, it's not their fault that they're having a hard time pulling the trigger on a $500 million investment.
Well, look, we're at a point, it's almost like Social Security and the end to Social Security. At some point, there is going to be a generation that someone is at the front of the line that gets hosed on Social Security after an entire life of paying it in. Okay, now I'm overstating it, but that's kind of where we are with this. This may be the year that where Harper and Machado are looking for the long-term deals that have so typified baseball over the last, 15 or so years. This may be the point of departure for owners in baseball. Are they still willing to pay the big salaries, $30 million a year? Yeah, but over the course of 10 years, I just don't think we're going to see that anymore. And if Bryce Harper, who has already made the statement that he wants a long-term deal, he may not get it. He may be waiting for a while. I think that we're looking at the four-year kind of deal, 4 years, 120, something like that. I don't think that you're going to see the long extended deals just for the reasons that you've alliterated. It doesn't make sense for the team. There is no history or proof of consistent rate of return, and it just makes bad business sense. So,
wouldn't you rather sign Harper for like 4 and 140 than 10 and 300?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely.
I don't mean that to sound so obvious. Sure. But yeah, you would significantly more. Like, would you pay him $40 million a year if you only had to do it for 4 years versus 30 a year for 8 years?
Yeah.
Because I think there are a lot of teams that would say, heck yeah, bring that on. Like, we'll do that.
I think that's what the Rockies are going to end up doing with Nolan Arenado, or try to at any rate.
I do too.
I think that's the direction they're going. And he's the next big guy out there. After Harper and Machado eventually sign this year, the top of the next class is Nolan Arenado.
Yeah,
I think the wheels are already in motion in that regard. And because I think players see the handwriting on the dugout. I mean, I think that they understand that this is kind of a new generation. Now, I don't know if agents are in that realm. I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking. But it seems fairly obvious to me. And it started last year, Jacob. In the times that we had a chance to talk about it, we talked about it a lot. You know, you didn't see the deals for the Mike Moustakas and guys like that. There were a bunch of guys like that. That kind of next tier player, very productive, looking for a big contract, still at a prime time in their career, but coming away with a one-year deal. We're going to see more of that this year, I think. So, the business of baseball changing before our very eyes. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see how long it takes to get these two in there. In the meantime, you're right. Teams are a little hamstrung because, okay, and now there are going to be teams that know they're not involved with the Harper and Machado situation, but it doesn't make any difference because the market will be driven by what those two guys end up making.
Right.
And that's the challenge moving forward. Anyway, Cindy, Twitter question of the day is a good one. Shane has outdone himself. Best movie lines of all time. And the suggestions have been running rampant. We'll continue in just a moment. Jacob Albrecht, yours truly, rolling through an hour of Sports Daily. Back in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.